USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Philadelphia, where a veteran police officer who officials say was scheduled to start his vacation today is instead hospitalized in very critical condition, shot while attempting to serve a warrant at a home in the Germantown part of the city. The shooting occurred at 6 a.m. Two other people in the home, a man and a woman, were injured. They're also hospitalized in critical condition. For the second time in a week, a deadly earthquake hits the island of Lombok near Bali, Indonesia. Last week's quake killed 17. Sunday's quake, a 7.0 magnitude, killed at least 90 people.
We just felt really big, sort of shaking, and the lights went off, and everyone just ran.
It was like a truck passing by, but then it got really heavy, and also the noise was crazy.
They were speaking to CBS News, and this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
In an early morning tweet, President Trump accuses what he likes to call fake news of reporting a complete fabrication, that he is concerned about a meeting that his son Donald had with Russians in Trump Tower. Changing from earlier explanations, the president now says the meeting was to get information on an opponent, saying it was totally legal and done all the time in politics, and it went nowhere. He says he didn't know about the meeting. The president's private lawyer, Jay Sekulow, was on ABC's This Week.
I have no knowledge of Don Jr. being told that he's a target of any investigation.
Five people have been killed in the crash of a small plane in Santa Ana, California. The plane went down in a parking lot and then hit an unoccupied car. No one on the ground was injured from the crash. Officials say the pilot of the twin-engine Cessna declared an emergency right before it crashed. The cause of the incident is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
Without action by Congress to renew funding for the government, there could be a government shutdown next month. And President Trump has expressed support for a shutdown if he's not going to be getting funding to build a wall along the nation's southern border. Republican Congressman Peter King says while he agrees with the president's plans for immigration and border security, he doesn't approve of shutting the government down to get there.
We shut down the government before the election, Republicans will get blamed for it, and we'll end up with the Democratic House, and the first thing they're going to do is try to move to impeach the president.
King was speaking on Fox News. Police in Berkeley, California, reporting over a dozen arrests yesterday, but no large-scale violence as alt-right demonstrators clashed with counter-protesters in the streets. Several small fires were started, officers confiscating things from rocks to hammers. The protests coming just a day after another right-wing rally in Portland, Oregon, and a week ahead of a planned Unite the Right gathering in Washington, D.C. And today marks the anniversary of what historians have called the beginning of the end of World War II. It was exactly 73 years ago that the United States flexed its military muscle and the Enola Gay dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. 3 days later, a second atomic bomb was dropped on Nagasaki, resulting in Japan's unconditional surrender. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.